Hello, and welcome back to USA Swimming Insider. As always, I'm your host, Orlando, and let's get things started. Two things for today. We'll be talking about Valer Gurest's retirement from swimming. We'll also be looking at how BYU is bringing swimmers back to campus. 2016 Guatemalan Olympian Valer Gurest has announced her retirement from swimming. In an Instagram post, she announced her retirement and shared her personal story of psychological, physical, and sexual abuse growing up. Gurest was already a Guatemalan international in high school, while she attended bilingual English-Spanish school Cala Verde Colegio in Guatemala. She arrived at Northwestern in the fall of 2016 with an Olympic berth already under her belt from Rio de Janeiro in 2016. At those games, she was the youngest member of the Guatemalan team at 17 years old. She finished 29th in the 400 free and 22nd in the 800 free in her debut. As a freshman at Northwestern, she led the team in the 500, 1000, and 1650. She broke the school record in 1650 and finished 9th at the NCAA championship meet. Her mother and aunt were also Olympic swimmers. BYU is the latest D1 university to allow swimmers back to campus. They had their first workout on Monday. Members of the team were allowed to work out in the pool after passing temperature checks and other protocol. The school has indicated that they are not conducting mass coronavirus testing as many other universities have done. Instead, the school is focusing on symptom checks, such as taking student athletes' temperatures. A spokesperson for the athletic department did not know how many swimmers had taken advantage of the opportunity so far. Other schools that have confirmed bringing back swimmers to campus for voluntary workouts are Texas A&M, Louisville, and Delaware. So that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of USA Swimming Insider. If you haven't done so already, please leave us a comment and a 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts. For now, I'm your host, Orlando, and have a nice day.